Free Diamond Jeweler. How can I help you?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm a little better, but it's okay. I finally got my steam machine working.
Oh, did you get a new one or did you get a piece for it?
I got the part for it, yeah.
I thought they said they didn't make it anymore.
The company Steam Master is sold out to Delta Faucet. And Delta Faucet now sold the whole, you know, whatever, they own them. But, and I started looking around and I found this and that, so I tried a bunch of companies locally, you know, then I said, you know what, I'm going to call Geschwein. I look at Geschwein. Well, they still sell my Steam Master. The one I got now is $2,700. And they had the solenoid. So I ordered it. $300.
There you go.
On a slow boat to China, but it made it here finally. And yesterday I came in and I took it all apart, and I just needed a couple of wire nuts, and I didn't have them. I thought I did. So the maintenance had a couple of wire nuts, so I was able to come back from lunch, put it in, and it's working. And
there
very,
you go. Good.
I'm very
happy. Good.
I'm in a much better mood because it's like a very essential tool in my quest to make beautiful pieces of jewelry and repair jewelry.
Yeah, because that's what you do. So.
Yeah. Look at that. Hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. Good.
That's the steamer working.
That's the steamer working. There
so
you
that's
go.
About it. I was just talking to, I just replaced some diamonds on a little piece of shit, and this store, I get all the tough jobs, you know, that's what I always get anyways, I get all the hard jobs, you know, because the guys that say, you know, the guys that call, oh, yeah, I can do this, or I'll work for the hours, they can fuck shit up all the time, and they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being is that I get all the SOB jobs, and I charge accordingly for the SOB jobs.
Well, yeah, as you should.
Yep. And they're all like, how come you're charging so much? Because I can and I fixed it, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But let your guy do it. He can't. Oh, we don't have anybody to have bullshit. Oh, well. Anyhow. No, that's it. It's all quiet on the home front. I was in one of the stores today, and he's, you know, they were a little busy, but they have a lot of, well, they're a Rolex dealer, so they sell a lot of high-end shit regardless, you know? People are coming in, they just start buying Yeerman. He sells Yeerman. He's at a Yeerman boutique.
Yeah, why do, like, Rolex stores have Yeerman? I never quite understood that.
Well, I guess it goes together. Well, from what I'm kind of getting an understanding of, Rolex kind of tells you what you can and can't have if you want to carry the line in your store.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So, if Rolex approves it, you get to have it. If Rolex doesn't like it, you don't get to do it. And you got to answer the phone a certain way, and you got to, it's really interesting, you know?
Yeah, they dictate what you sell it in their store.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, you got to, and they'll actually send in people and have people call you just to make sure you're answering the phone accordingly and talking to them the right way. And
yes, and also I remember, send in secret shoppers to make sure that you're calling it a dial, not a face, talking about, like, the, it's not, what was it, not a band, you couldn't call it a band, you had to call it,
bracelet,
yeah, bracelet,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you couldn't, there's, like, a bunch of techno, and you had to wear white gloves while showing them.
That is correct. Well, they're not white, they're, like, beige, but yeah.
Oh, they must have changed them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you used to work for a dealer?
Jared used to carry them.
Jared carried Rolex?
Yep. When I worked there, Jared carried. Yeah, there's certain Jared stores that carry Rolex.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they still do, because I know they squeezed a lot of people out.
Yeah, that could be true. I know, because didn't they go from 400 to 200?
Yep.
Worldwide?
Yeah. Yep. And, like, this guy here, I mean, he does everything they tell him because it's one of the staples of his store, you know?
Yeah, that's
he's got people lying up to buy the damn things all the time.
Yeah, and, like, if one person says, no, you know what, I'm going to pass on this, the next person, there's, like, a waiting list of 10 people. So
yes, that is correct. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Well, he told me the other day, if I wanted the one I want, he says, I know I can get it. And I said, well, I don't want to buy it. He goes, what do you mean? I said, if you want to give it to me, I'll be more than happy to take the watch. He just looked at me and kind of smiled. I'm like, no, Should I do all your effing shit for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Least you could do, right?
Yeah. I know. So anyway, you have any of your privates coming in yet, asking for stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. But I, you know, it's all, you know, the stupid questions coming out. And, but, you know, it's, like I had a girl call me, my friend's over, well, she's a customer, but friends. She calls me and she wants to give her daughter a pair of diamond earrings and she's got $600, and I just started laughing. She goes, what's so funny? I said, well, the findings alone are at least $100. I said, that'll leave you $500, and what do you want, a couple little specks? And she goes, what do you mean? I says, you're probably talking about maybe a quarter to a third of a carat in each year, maybe.
Not even, yeah.
You know, so she says, you're kidding me. I says, no, they're tiny, you know. I says, you better check your pocketbook again, girl.
Not unless she goes, even lab still. I mean, you could get, you know, I don't know.
I could probably get a couple of three-quarter carats and sell that kind of money, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to run it by her, and if something, you know, if, New Year, N-E-A-R, if she says, well, I said, well, I'm done, you know, then I can make it happen for her. But other than that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 20 total weight natural or 240 cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then lab.
Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is, you know? It is what it is. You know, Pete, on Facebook, I'm looking right now because my nephew just, they show this AI, people are doing all this AI shit with all this, you know, stuff, and they put these, like, ships that do all, I mean, you know it's AI because of what it does. And there's people standing on the dock. Now, this big, massive wave of water gets pushed, and the big, massive wave of water washes away, and all the people are still standing on the dock. You know it's AI.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a lot of shit that you see that is like on AI. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Then they got, here's one that might be real. Here's a raccoon must have saved its baby in the water. And there's a...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Environment,
yeah.
They just went and grabbed it, so, you know, that's... Then I just saw one on here. It was a church. Somebody posted. There's one here with a lady has a brown bear, and the guy's telling her she can't feed the brown bear, but she says this brown bear's name is Ed, and, you know, she comes and sees me every day, and...
Yeah.
But anyhow, somebody posted one with an eagle, and the eagle, I guess, crashed through a church window, and they thought it was dead. They, you know, went over and they prayed over it, and all of a sudden, the thing got up. Well, speed up the story, and it looks like it's probably real. But all of a sudden, the eagle, a couple days later, is dropping fish on the sidewalk in front of the church.
Okay. Yeah.
And the guy goes, it must be, you know, thanking, and then it built a nest over on the thing of the church, and it flies in the church, and when the reverend or the priest gives the service, it leans on the priest's shoulders.
Oh, God. Give me a
fuck. So, I mean, do you think it's real or not? You know what I mean?
So stupid. And you know what's funny is there's people out there who believe it's true.
Yep. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so stupid what people are gullible enough to believe. So, anyway.
You know, it's kind of weird when you look at it like, what is going on here? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, all right, well, I wanted to check in with you, see what you were needing. We are selling lab-grown jewelry like candy.
I know, everybody's going nuts for this shit, I'm telling you. I may be blowing up your phone in it tomorrow, you never know, because I got people asking, and, you know, I'm looking for earrings and stuff like that, so we'll see what's happening.
Yeah. I would rather sell 2-carat natural, you know.
Correct.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.